This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. Battling and bombardments pounded the Gaza Strip Thursday after Washington said Israel agreed to reschedule canceled talks. U.S. criticism of Israeli President Benjamin Netanyahu has mounted over Gaza's death toll, food shortages there, and the Israeli plans to push its ground offensive against Hamas into the southern city of Rafah, which is packed with civilians. AP correspondent Karen Chamas now reports on the injured in hospitals in Gaza.
An international team of doctors visiting a hospital in Gaza are stunned by the situation of the injured, especially Palestinian children. The team of doctors perform surgery in Al-Aqsa Martyrs Hospital in Deir al-Balah in central Gaza. One of the team members, Tanya Haj Hassan, a pediatric doctor from Jordan, told the AP,
"It's catastrophic. There are so many injuries. They have overwhelmed the capacity of not just this hospital, but the entire healthcare system."
Haj Hassan described the death of a toddler from a brain injury caused by an Israeli airstrike. His cousin, an infant, is still fighting for her life, with part of her face blown off by the same strike. I'm Karen Chamas.
Former U.S. Presidents Bill Clinton and Barack Obama will join current Commander-in-Chief Joe Biden at a fundraiser in New York City Thursday. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the three men have a common purpose.
President Obama and President Clinton strongly support President Biden's leadership and obviously his agenda. All three have agree overwhelmingly on the issues that this president has been fighting for the past 3 years, including an economy that works for all, leaves no one behind.
And the governing council that aims to oversee a political transition in Haiti vows to restore public and democratic order in its first statement. This is VOA News. The U.S. Coast Guard